4HXS Mobile.
4HX, for a short one.
Hey, what's up, Patrick? Hi, bye.
KO4, HSK, or HKX, I'm sorry, Patrick. This is Tal, KQ4LOO. How you doing?
Just getting ready to cross the state line, so I won't be but just a minute.
Jason, I'm sorry I did not quite catch your call sign. I did catch Patrick, so.
No problem. Name here is Dave. Calls are KB2, Kilo Bravo 2, Hotel X-Ray Sierra, HXS. And I am mobile in GER, or better say Greer.
Hey, I have a question. I recently purchased this ICOM 2730 Bravo, and I just got it in, and I was kind of anticipating it. Maybe I could have it so that the faceplate actually mounts to the head unit itself, but apparently not. Is anybody familiar with this radio, ICOM 2730 Bravo?
Yeah, you got to get the separation kit for it. It should have come with a short piece of, it should go on the face of the radio, doesn't it do that, Patrick?
Able, it looks like it's probably about 4 or 5 feet long.
I got it. Attached to the front plate of the radio, that one is a separate head only, and you have to get the hardware and mounting brackets, because ICOM doesn't send them with it, if I'm not mistaken. But that'll be my last transmission because I've crossed the state line and I'll be losing a repeater here shortly. Sorry, fellas. KO4HKX, now I'm clear.
All right, Patrick, we'll catch you later. Yeah, you may need to call Ham Radio Outlet and get the separation kit for it. I don't know if I still have my plate for mine. My radio burned up because I did something stupid and I stuck it. I opened it up for the Mars and Caps, and I inadvertently burned it out. So, yeah, you might want to call Ham Radio Outlet or get someone to get you the separation kit. I don't know if I have the wires. I may have the wires somewhere. I'll have to let you know.
Looking it up on Ham Radio Outlet, and they said that they have one for the 2730 Alpha, but I don't know if that will work with its Bravo unit.
I don't know what the differences are between the A and the B. It should be the same. It's probably just like a software upgrade or something inside the radio, but they should know. I don't understand why they don't.
I'm trying to find out from people that might actually know the radio itself, because apparently it seems to be a pretty popular option. But I will end up probably calling them. Apparently there's some way to connect it to the head unit itself.
Bracket, I can't remember now. I haven't had mine for a couple of years. It's a great radio. If I didn't burn the doggone thing up, I'd still be using it. I just Velcroed it to my dash, and I had the wire separation kit. It didn't come with a piece of wire?
See, this one appears like it's got, the cable to go from the unit to the, faceplate itself, but I was really hoping and prefer to have it on the unit itself, able to attach it without any extra bracket or anything. But I think I've looked it up, and I think that what it says, as far as the Alpha unit is concerned, that there's a way to do it.
I don't want to advise you the wrong way. I never attached it to mine. I just used it as a head and base unit. I had the base of it underneath the seat of my car. But yeah, you might want to call Ham Radio Outlet or DX Engineering or somebody and find out from them directly. They should know.
I just got it in last night. I didn't get home until like late, and I've got to get my buddy who's got the software to be able to program it and stuff for all my other channels, like for my other radios. I want to make sure I got all the same channels and everything programmed into it. So I'm getting ready to take it to him in like about an hour or so. But I definitely want to make sure that I've got whatever I need to be able to transmit off of it when I get it installed.
Yeah, you don't need software for that radio. That thing is still programmable. You do it right from the faceplate.
When I say program it, I mean like I'm going to be able to have like what I'm using right now, all the channels I've got put on this radio, I want to transfer it to that radio.
Oh, yeah, you can do that by hand. I don't think that, well, I could be wrong too, but yeah, you can just program in the channels one by one as you need to.
Well, a whole lot quicker if I just get him to use the software that he's got.
Okay. All right, no problem. I don't have that much experience with the software, so I apologize for that. And none of my radios, I mean, I could probably do it with my radios here, but I just put the channels in as I need them.
I've got hundreds of channels programming in even this Bow thing that I got, and I can just get them to transfer all of them, and it'll all be the same channel number and everything else, and it can do it, like, within 5 minutes. As opposed to doing it like within weeks or whatever, you know what I mean?
Oh, no, I get it. Okay, well, all right, good luck with that. Again, I don't have that kind of experience with the, you know, with the programming software from the Baofeng to the 2730, so I apologize for that.
Please, like the typical programming software that you can get that's free. I think my biggest challenge with that might be a programming cable. I'm not sure if he's got a programming cable for this particular radio, though.
Well, listen, I'm close to where I got to be. Good luck with programming your radio, and have a great afternoon, KB2HX.
KB4LOO is going to be standing by monitoring.
Have a good day, sir, KB2HX.
Do me a favor, please repeat.
This analog stuff compared to DMR is easy. Wait till you get a radio that's got DMR in it and you have to try to program up a code plug. I tell you, not just anybody can do a code plug. JI4LZI Mobile. Real ancient radio, but it won't do nothing much but this repeater here, an old Clegg FM-28 from 1983. That thing is simple as can be, but man, it's got no tone board in it. This repeater here is about all that I can use it on.
Roger that. Honestly, KI4 is all I call, as far as your call sign. If you don't mind, where are you looking?
Can you hear under the repeater? I'm here at Pumpkin Town, under Caesar's Head, going toward Pickett.
Yeah, I'm somewhat familiar with that area. I used to live in TR myself.
The programming and all this stuff, but we got it today. Tones are necessary. I get that. But I wish people wouldn't use them unless they absolutely have no choice about it.
P2S, transmission, please.
We're saying, I wish people wouldn't use tones on repeaters unless there's absolutely no way around it. No way around at all to not have to use. Tone. And as far as DMR goes, as I was saying earlier, it's all in a code plug that's produced by a computer.
As far as like when you haven't transmitted in a while and Morse code comes up?
Digital DMR is a whole nother universe compared to this analog FM we're on. those code plugs is kind of like trunking, digital trunking. And it all has to be put on the code plug, and the code plug's programmed by the computer.
Believe it or not, I'm still somewhat new to this. I mean, I've had my license for about a year and a half now, and my buddy that's going to program my radio, he's familiar with all this stuff you're talking about, so I'm not exactly certain, but however, I got my radio because in case of natural disasters like Helene, like we had last year, just so you know.
Forever and ever, just about a song on that repeater, no, but I actually got my license in 05, but just in the short time that I've had my license, I've seen things here that I wouldn't believe, and when it comes to complexity, analog FM ain't nothing to DMR digital.
I get that, especially in the case of, I don't know, possible soil flares or whatever, however, at the same time, I still do have analog radios as well, but I don't know, it just might be helpful just to have the extra advantage of the digital part.
Where else you got mobile? Well, I got an HT that's DMR, and another DMR repeater went on the air over here on Glass Mountain in Pitkins out here about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I'm going to our local radio meeting, and I got to have that thing updated. But it's all done in a code plug. I have no cable for it. And someone else has to program it for me because it makes this analog look like nothing. My old transceiver, right after, I guess, 6 months after I got my license, I found that at the Pitkins flea market that dated back to 1983. It's called a Clegg FM-28. It's frequency synthesized, but there's no tone board of any kind in it. And there's next to no repeaters around anymore. It's like this, Miss Carrier's Quilt. And because of that, it's almost useless to have anymore, but it was simple. 1983 to now, when you go from how this radio gear is now to the way it used to be, it's different as day and night.
That, but you never know, when we might have to actually go back to the old school part of it.
Believe me, I don't think I would mind it, but I tell you, I don't know that I ever will. Way this digital keeps pushing like it is, you know, at some point the FCC is going to claim, well, analog FM takes too much bandwidth. Why don't everybody go to some digital where it takes less band space? So I hope that happens, but I tell you, I just don't know.
Now, with the aliens invading, they were in the sea, and they had to end up using an old battleship from World War II. You never know. There might just come a time when we have to actually use the analog part, which is why I actually have analog radios as well.
Here is analog. That HT isn't, but everything that I knew about analog went out the window when I started finding out all this about this DMR HT.
Funny, but you never know. Just keep your knowledge on the old school skills readily available, because when I was growing up, my parents were actually ham radio operators as well. We had a big, gigantic, probably 60, 75 foot tower in the back of our yard. I remember that very well, and they would get on there and talk all across the world. But you never know, we might actually end up needing it at some point, which is why, like I said, I still have analog radios, well, radios that are capable of both digital and analog at the same time.
Hope it stays that way. I'm just afraid one day they'll do like they did with single sideband in the 60s and 70s. Analog takes up too much bandwidth, the FCC will say. So at some point they're going to phase in all this as they're doing. Trouble is, it's different kinds of diesel. It's not just DMR. You got mixed and all kinds of different kinds of digital. And we're not even got down to one kind of digital set up yet.
You might be right, but still, you never know. It might just come a time, hopefully not, when we need the analog part two. But digital does have quite a few advantages, and of course analog has got its advantages too. So I'm going to just leave it at that.
Mr. Digital, you can expect a robotic computer type voice. Your audio will sound like you're a computer talking to the other states. Because audio is very robotic.
I'm just making a joke here, but I thought I had a southern drawl.
Always been around here. I first found out about amateur radio through this very repeater here. Back up around the Pumpkin Town area back in 1976. But I didn't get my license to 05, but even the short time that I've been involved in this, I've seen a lot of what went from being simplistic to very, very complex stuff. KI-4LZI Mobile.
KI-4LZO Mobile. I copy that. This is KQ-4LOO.
Continues to prevail, but all this stuff going back and airing the van down so much, so that's what all the government thinks about. But I'll go ahead and let you go, but you ever learn what good or first, you know, you learn about DMR, you're going to think analog is easy when you go to dealing with that DMR. KI-4LZI Mobile.
KQ-4LOO is mobile and monitoring.